one show transitions into another seamlessly.
Yeah,
only
pretty seamlessly.
On killradio.org.
That never happens. Normally, I just there's just like this awkward, deathly,
this
horrific
is the sound of like
silence.
Glass breaking. And
yeah, people going, "Oh shit!
Turn it on. Is my mic on? Check,
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 check, check,
check,
check,
check,
check, check." That's how it used to be.
Yeah. Now it's a completely professional operation. Ever since Rupert Murdoch bought Kill Radio,
right?
We've been able to get our shit together.
What we were been able to, or we had to.
We had to.
Yeah.
Or Fox Security would come and
yeah, and those
deal with
those after work goose stepping seminars are really difficult. I mean,
I didn't realize how close it was to country line dancing.
And I didn't realize like how much strength that takes and determination. I just thought you just kind of got into it. You know, I just thought it just came naturally.
I've always had strong calves.
Really?
Yeah.
It's more of a thigh thing.
Well, I've been doing it wrong. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org, and that's all the banter you're going to get from us today.
I hope so.
Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show. I brought a bunch of CDs today because I was falling behind. So we're going to get caught up, and I'm sure you have tons of music. And,
there we go.
You know this chair? It's got wheels, but you know what? It's like those grocery store carts, you know, where you take them past the yellow line and then it only goes to the left.
Right.
That's what this chair is like. But that would be funnier if we weren't a radio show and you could actually see us.
Yeah, if we were television.
So this is a CD called Beef Bone Music, or coming from Beef Bone Music, rather. The CD is called Criminalize, and it's a collection of... this is Beef Bone Music number 7. It's a collection of folk music from this independent label. Beef Bone Music, myspace.com/beefbonemusic, beefbonemusic.com. And let's see. Alternative folk style and traditional folk style is what they offer. And yeah, and they also have some YouTube station, youtube.com/beefbonemusic, cdbaby.com/cd/beefbonemusic. Pretty much if you just throw the word Beef Bone Music out into the ether, you're going to get more information on this artist than I could ever possibly offer you. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
They fire him, turn his family out in a critical mass. There goes the nest and the National Trust of his labors. Some people just don't get what it takes to make the team marginalized. The stakes are so high now. Himself no more in a critical mass. There goes the nest of the National Trust criminalized.
And we're back on here on killradio.org.
Yay.
I like that. That's
that was
that's
good.
Fun. They call that alt folk, and then later on in the CD they have some traditional folk. So if you're into that kind of music, which
and you should be.
And you should be. check them out. myspace.com/beefbonemusic. And thank you for your submission to here on killradio.org.
Yes. Wow.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
That is the stuff.
I didn't know we asked for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you're sick. Everybody I know is sick, and you know, if you're cool, that's what you do.
I started this trend.
The flu. You did. It started with you.
Kicked my ass.
And then
almost 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and then you coughed directly into somebody's eye, and then they coughed into somebody
else's
eye.
They turned into a zombie.
Yeah. What I've been doing is going around shaking strangers' hands and then picking my nose and rubbing my eyes.
Oh, good.
Or doing that thing that people do with cocaine, where they rub their gums.
What do they do?
Like, don't they take their finger and rub their gums to get, like, that last little bit? Isn't it called, like, a numbing
God,
or something?
God, I'm missing out.
Okay, well, I don't mean you necessarily. I saw it in a movie once.
I thought I was a professional.
But anyway, I've been doing that after shaking people's hands in the hopes that
Ew.
I would get this disease.
Well,
and I have.
Good work, John.
That phlegmy lung thing going.
You know what? No one wants to hear this.
Well, I'm just trying to get as much of it onto the
microphone
cozy as I can.
Yeah,
so that I can share my love of viruses with killradio.org.
Right.
Because we're a collective, and we do everything together. We pay dues together. We
fornicate.
We do fundraisers together.
Fornicate together.
Massive non-profit, anti-corporate orgies all the time.
Normally that would be great, but not from...
If you've seen this bunch, though, we are... Our mothers have told us we belong in radio.
Remember those Benetton ads? Where it'd be like a whole, like just a cross section of people from all over the world?
Uh huh.
We're like the super ugly version of that. And I'm not even joking.
Oh,
and
dear.
And I don't care who's mad.
It's got to be this weather. I mean, looking outside and it looks like, it looks like the Scottish invasion again.
It does.
It's very somber and rainy.
It's weird how,
but not quite raining.
Yeah, it's very Pacific Northwest. It's Seattle. It's Vancouver. It's
yeah. It makes me want to grow my bangs.
Makes me want to drink a lot of coffee and shoot a whole bunch of people
and distort my guitar. I don't actually play a guitar.
But your distortion would be very easy to get to, yeah. Probably. This is great radio, by the way, so we should go to music.
You know, if I had a nickel for
Oh, I thought
time,
you just gave me the finger. I was like, wow.
No, this is my index finger. This is the finger of judgment. This is the finger of go fuck yourself. This is the finger of judgment.
Wow, how come the go fuck yourself finger I feel more comfortable
too.
With?
The pinky finger?
That means
people,
you're Asian.
Like in the early 90s, they used to go like this with the pinky finger.
Oh, I remember doing that.
It was
that.
Like spin on it or something.
I thought it was meant like, yeah, I'm flipping you off, but I can legally do it this way.
Maybe it was just an alternative to the... You know, if you know the answer to this question, keep it to yourself, because I don't think our instant messenger is working.
Yeah, where is it?
Well, this is a new old computer,
oh.
And we need to actually download the instant messenger.
Great.
So, yeah.
Who's that?
Good times. I think that's Claire. This is the computer that was in the other room.
Right.
This is great radio, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Let's go to music. So, I think I'm here... Yes. We're going to hear a band that comes to us from Apple Valley. That's in California. An artist by the name of John Benign. MySpace.com/John Benign. JONBENIGN.
John Benign Ramsey?
No. And he spells his name Jew way.
It's a bad joke.
He spells his name the Jew way.
What does that mean? Oh, J-O-N, like my name?
Yeah. Just giving you, trying to find some way to give you crap for being
as
a
opposed
Jew.
To, as opposed
the gay
to
way, like my
the gay way, M-A-R-C.
M-A-R-C, yeah.
I get it.
This is a track called Shallow Cuts, and I'm pretty sure it sounds like this.
Lucky guess.
This cut will make a difference. I'm already broken. Well, this cut will mar the tainted heart. It's already broken, and well, do you think this is going to leave us sticky? Do you think this is going to leave us stained? Do you think this is going to leave us stained? The severity of the situation must have slipped away now. The violence has subsided and all the rage is gone. These cuts and lacerations, they never do me wrong. Like brushstrokes on forgotten canvas, they're right where they belong. Now I know what it's like to feel. Now I
years have passed, but nothing has changed. My friends say there's even more war on this earth. There are honest fighters with flowers in their hair. We were the greed, the revolution was so near. We said, okay, we'll change this song.
Give peace a chance. Give peace a chance.
Everybody needs somebody.
And that's our show.
Yeah, we can't do any better than that. That was Achim Schulz. He comes to us out of Munich, Deutschland. Give Peace a Chance with name that song. MySpace.com/Achim Schulz. AchimSchultz. Before that, once again, was John Benign with a track called Shallow Cuts. He's not too far from here over in Apple Valley, California. MySpace.com/John Benign. And we're back.
Saw the movie Talk to Me the other day. Have you seen that? Don Cheadle and
no.
Chiwetel Ejiofor. This is about Petey Green, the radio DJ, black radio DJ in the 1960s and 70s, who became famous doing that. It's actually a pretty inspirational story, except for the non-inspirational parts.
Right.
You know, the drinking and the cheating and the insecurities that come with being famous. But it's a good movie. It was well acted. And it made me want to be a better radio DJ.
Really?
Yeah.
It
made me want to speak the truth to the people. Because that's what the movie's about, speaking the truth to
the
people.
That's not what this show's about.
No, it's not. But if we had a show that was about that, I would use it as a platform.
This show is really about speaking lies to cats.
Meow.
Yeah. I saw the documentary. I don't know if you saw it already. No End in Sight about the Iraqi War.
Oh, Thank God. I thought you were going to tell me more about the horse railing movie.
No. It's so funny. I bring that to people, and then I've talked to – there's a girl at work who's obsessed about it now.
It's disturbing just knowing it's out there.
Yeah. But anyway, have you seen No End in Sight, the documentary?
I haven't, but I heard it's good.
It's really good.
Depressed.
Well, yeah, it makes you very angry and very sad. I mean, I was crying in the end. But it's a – you know what's weird, and I don't know if you feel this way. It's so easy to kind of, I guess, make light – am I coming in really hot? I guess it's really easy to make light of everything, you know, make light of all this horrible stuff that's happening in Iraq and all this
we've been so
horrible
desensitized
stuff that's
to it.
Been happening in our – you know, in our country, you know, with the current government and stuff. But this movie, it was good. It just showed that even though we went into that war for completely total dishonest, unethical reasons.
Not to mention illegal.
Illegal. It could have actually been successful in turning Iraq around, but the arrogance of Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, George Bush. I don't know if you call him arrogant. I just think he's a puppet, especially after this documentary. You feel like he's a total puppet. Wolfowitz.
Puppets can be arrogant too.
No, but I mean, it's almost like, wow, the puppet's being arrogant. You know, who's pulling a string? You know, anyway, I just highly recommend it because it shows the history. It's kind of easy to forget kind of how we got here because we've been here so long. And I think it's important to look back and how we got there. And it's very moving. There's a lot of great people in that were in the military that were like really smart people. And that's what's so frustrating, too. There was all these smart people that were just being ignored. Smart people in all branches of government, except that the architects were these three guys, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz. And they had no military experience. And they did what the fuck they wanted. And that's why we have all these people dead and this horrible mess. And
if there was a prize that you could give for ignoring smart people, I think the Republican administration could take that prize.
I don't know. I don't know if you call it the Republican administration because it's just such a level.
Well, it's part of American history. I mean, yeah, Republican or not.
But I mean, they're on such a new level of that I don't even know if it's fair to even
call them
demonize the Republicans. Yeah,
to call them Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, they've ruined the Republican Party for that matter. It's I highly recommend it. It's not a fun one to watch. When I got it, I'm like,
it's not a good date movie.
No, but when I got it, I was like, I just stared at it for the longest time, going, when am I going to watch this? And then I just sat down there and I just sat in a chair and I watched it, almost like I felt like it was my duty, and it was. But
yeah, when the bombs started falling on Baghdad, I remember watching TV and watching those little pretty green lights fall on the city, and thinking and just like. My heart, like, skipping a beat and just thinking, oh, my God, this is actually happening. Holy mm-hmm. shit, we're actually bombing another country, and I don't want this to be happening, and I think it's wrong, and I've been following it. I was really, really, like, focused on the news during that time. I was
right.
watching a lot of C-SPAN and reading a lot, and how could this be, you know? Why would any country like be going like mine be going so much out of their way to try to go to war? Why would anybody want to go to war so desperately?
Right.
Why would they come up with reasons to go to war when there are all these reasons? Like, a reason would come up like, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't go to war because of this. And then they would come back with, no, I hear that, but we really should go to war because of that. And I'd never seen anyone try so hard to go to war. And then it was happening. And it was so intense and so awful. And there was just like this heaviness in me. And then, you know, several years have gone by. And now it's like, hey, man, I don't know if you noticed in the news today, but apparently the war is still going on. I saw this thing in the news, you know.
Right.
Like it's just something that now it's like something that exists. And it makes you think about like those wars. You always think of it as something like that happened a long time ago, you know, the Civil War or, you know, some war from a long time ago that lasted 5, 10 years, whatever. And the
Correct.
Whole idea that a war could last more than a couple of weeks, it seems so absurd. But here we are in the middle of a war that's just ongoing and could continue to be ongoing indefinitely.
But that's it right there. We're not in the middle of this war. We're still doing everything we normally do. And maybe that's why this war is able to continue. This was on our.
I mean, like, as American citizens, we're just kind of,
when have we been attacked? Twice now, I guess.
The American people aren't in war. Yeah,
no,
I see what you're saying.
We're not,
yeah.
You know, we're not war refugees. You know, crossing the border to go down to Mexico and live in refugee camps or anything
yet.
yet. Maybe we will if the election goes to McCain or someone. But I think it's just important to kind of revisit it all, because it is easy to get so desensitized about it. It is easy to look at this all like, I guess what it is so for such a long time, I was all about every time there was bad news in Iraq, especially before the Democrats won control of the House, whenever there was bad news in Iraq, I was like, yeah, fuck you, Bush. You know, I wanted there to be bad news.
Didn't want it to go well because he didn't want
because
it to go
at all.
Because
I was looking at it very politically. I was looking at it being bad on him.
You wanted it to be embarrassing.
Worse, I wanted it to be destructive, I guess. But the horrible thing is all those bad things that were happening meant people were dying. Mm-hmm. And so I was totally missing out on that. I mean, ultimately, you know, you do hear conservative people say weird things like, well, we have to win this war. Like there's some chance that we could actually win this, or that it's even about winning at this point. And I just don't see it even about winning anymore. It's about cleaning up a really horrific mess that we should have never made.
But so, even that terminology and the definition of cleaning up is so dependent on your perspective of what cleaning up is. Like, uh-huh. Like earlier you said, like, there was an opportunity perhaps, and I don't necessarily disagree with you, of turning Iraq around, because it was sort of agreed that Iraq was in a way that was not good for them, from our perspective.
You know what? Now that I think about it, there really wasn't a chance.
But the whole idea of turning a country around that's a Western perspective on it all. You know, mm-hmm. Like turning around according to whom? Like in our direction, you know?
Right. But, well, right. Shove democracy down their throats and make them love it, you know?
Yeah. Anyway.
We should go to music.
This show's about music.
Yeah.
Is it my turn? I think it is my turn.
Yeah.
So what was the name of that movie again, though? Because I do want to see
No End in Sight. I highly recommend it.
All right, cool.
It actually came out a year ago.
And then rent Stardust, because it's like the direct polar opposite of that movie. Shannon and I watched it the other night. You know what? It is cute. It is cute movie. Michelle Pfeiffer and Robert De Niro and who's Claire Danes.
She's so... Isn't she irritating in it?
She's a falling star, and there's flying pirates, and there's lots of gayness and goofiness.
If you weren't married, you wouldn't have had to see this movie.
No,
but
no.
Because you're married, you had to see it.
No, but I'm honestly saying that it was not unenjoyable. I'm willing to go that far as to say that it was not...
Wait, but what did you say before? You said it was cute, I think?
It was. I did use the word cute.
Fuck. Shannon's ruining you. I thought I was ruining... You're getting ruined on both sides,
but
dude.
But then, right afterwards, we had like really, really dirty, like,
I hope so. You had to balance it out.
Like... You had to kind of like,
you had to get some yang going on with that yin.
Exactly. Like, you can't even imagine. Like, redecorated the room, like, hardcore. This is...
Wait, I thought it was dirty sex. You guys redecorated the room together? See? That was not yang. That was yin.
No, I mean with my... With my endowment.
Oh, I see. With your spray job.
Gross.
You know what? You were coughing and phlegming in the microphone.
You know what my word of the day is today?
No, I don't know. And I don't want to know. Okay, what is it? You're giving me that sad look.
I thought of it on the way over here. Cecum.
Cecum.
Yeah, when do you ever hear that word?
Is it a word?
Yeah, sure, it's a word.
What does it mean?
Look it up.
No.
All right. Michael Ryan Davis is the next artist we're going to play here. He's new to Los Angeles, according to this lovely letter that he wrote us. He's got this song called Brothers and Sisters. And looks like he's just getting into town and starting to play out in the indie scene. So we're happy to give him some airplay and play this track. So check it out, myspace.com/MichaelRyanDavis, as well as MichaelRyanDavis.com. And you're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. Kill Radio is all submission, only submission show.
Before I leave, I doubt I'll be back again. I'm gonna go, I'm gonna run, I'm gonna pray, and I'm gonna roam. If I never go to sleep, how will I wake up again? With no one to hold, nowhere to cry, no shoulder but my own. Lead us away and tell the brothers and the sisters it's okay. Let's sing songs of worship and praise now that the summer, it seems like yesterday. It's freezing cold and winter's calm, but where I am is kinda warm. I miss my town, I miss my house, and I miss your calls. I still never go to sleep, for fear I won't wake up again. I'll close my eyes, I'll rest my head, but I'm leaving the lights on. Come on, lead us away, and tell the brothers and the sisters it's okay. Let's sing songs of worship and praise now that the summer has become yesterday.
Yay.
You're listening here, here on killradio.org. That was great.
Yeah.
That was lovely. I am now an official supporter of Michael Ryan Davis. MySpace.com/MichaelRyanDavis, MichaelRyanDavis.com. The name of the song is Brothers and Sisters, from a, looks like an EP that he's going to release soon called Brothers and Sisters. So keep an eye out. I'm sure he'll be playing at a venue near you in the not too distant future.
Yeah. Seriously.
Just off the top of my head, I just want to thank the artists who performed at IsGoodMusic.com Presents at Spaceland last night. They're all friends of Kill Radio and Here Here as well. So Kosio and Radars to the Sky and Eject and the Hectors all have been played on this show and all have been played on Is Good and interviewed on Is Good. And they just all gave amazing performances last night in Spaceland. And thanks to all the people who came out to support the show, especially in this this rainy weather, which I know is like poison to Los Angelinos.
Yeah, it's not even raining, but it's like, again, the news is on right now going, Stormwatch 2008. I'm in Pacoima. It's raining. Traffic's gnarly. I mean, it's amazing. I guess because there's nothing else to talk about.
Except
when there is.
Except the war.
Except the war with no end in sight. Yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to talk about that?
Really.
So, yeah.
They're no fun.
Oh, and also March 21st is the next Kill Radio benefit. And also, you know, the last one was a good time.
Yeah, I would say we should talk about that really quick. Just, again, let's, you know, acknowledge and thank the bands. It was
February 15th.
Daniel Spree. Yeah. Feels like so long ago. But Daniel Spree, The Red Sea, Temple, and Confessions of a Corn Silo. And they were all just amazing.
Yeah, it was a fun night.
Sharon Temple I was worried about because her music was like kind of fun. It was more kind of clubby slightly.
It's not something you would normally hear at a cafe. But we've done that a bunch of times at La Soul's Cafe.
She was so great because she goes, you know, I knew. She was like, she was sexy goofy up there. She didn't really go for it. I more thought she'd go sexy route, but she said, no, I knew there was going to be a cafe, and I knew to go sexy goofy. And I just, to me, that was, I had so much respect that she knew how to play the audience and how to do it. And she even was dressing kind of a sexy, goofy way. It was cool.
We've put up artists at Lost Souls that would never otherwise play in coffee shops. And I think it's really cool that we can do that, that they allow us that freedom.
Yeah.
Just like we play music on the air here that in some cases would not otherwise be played on the air. Certainly not on corporate radio.
No. Although most of it deserves to be on corporate radio.
Yeah. The next one we're doing is March 21st. I haven't quite filled out the bill yet. I know Stacey Clark is performing.
Great.
Who's mega talented. And I will let you know ASAP who the other artists are going to be.
Yeah, I talked to Joanne.
Roundhoff, Backhand Spring Show.
I never can get that. Yeah. She totally wants to help us promote. So.
Good. Yeah, and she's a talented promoter. I've worked with her before.
Her
that show, by the way, if y'all are interested in tuning in.
All y'all.
Mondays at 6 o'clock. It's an entertaining show if you like sports and female chatter. And I mean that in the sweetest way.
Yeah.
Let's go back to music.
Okay.
Because we got lots to play for
you. This is a band that I'm really excited about because they're based here in Los Angeles. They have an interesting sound. They're called Telematique. What I like about them is I asked them, just based on hearing these two tracks, I asked them if they wanted to play at a Lost Souls event in March. And they're like, yeah. So I was trying to get them on the Hear Hear one, but they weren't able to meet that date. But let's hear them. They're based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/telematique, TELEMATIQUE. And rhyming with telematique, this is a track called Fantastique. And I'm so French, so here it is.
Yeah.
Telematique.
That was rad.
That last track was Snapshots. Again, Telematique, based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/Telematique.
Do you think they speak English? Because I want to have them on
the
show.
Yeah, I've had some emails with them. So
we know they speak Mark.
Yeah, they do that very well, because I understood perfectly.
Cool.
So, and that track before that was called Fantastique. Again, Telematique. And if I have to say any words that end in eek, I'm just going to...
Well, that's my friend's band, Automatique. I'm trying to think of other things that end in ick. Fantastic. Ick. Terrific.
Terrific.
traffic.
Traffic.
Because of the rain, there's been a lot of traffic.
How do you say the little mouse? It goes eek eek. I think that's what. S'il vous plaît, eek eek, yes, little mouse. Goes eek eek.
Don't forget when the election comes around to vote Democratique.
Oh, yes, that is
that's
good.
A good one.
And if we lose, I will start to freak in the bad way.
No, but freak. No, it doesn't.
Not in
it has
like
to be
the
an
chic.
Ick that you turn into an eek in order for it to be
oh,
funny
you know what?
At all.
You know what? You are fucking rules-based.
Don't be a preak. And on that note.
Yes.
Back to music. This is a band from Missouri called Iron
Missouri.
Fist Delusion. And they rock. MySpace.com/IronFistDelusion. That's spelled D-I-L-L-U-S-I-O-N. And they sound exactly like this.
Yeah.
And we're back on here on killradio.org. You know, I bet deep down those guys are really sensitive. Iron Sweet. Fist Delusion is the name of that band from Missouri. MySpace.com/IronFistDelusion. Thanks so much for your submission to here. If you want to hear your music on here, it's really very simple. You just need to send it to us. And if you go to MySpace.com/here, HEAR_HERE, all the instructions you need are there for submitting CDs, for submitting MP3s. And we love it. We've been doing the show for almost 2 years
now. 2 years, yeah.
And we've gotten so much great music.
Yep.
And we really consider it a privilege to be able to give airplay to artists who are, you know, putting their stuff together and trying to get it out there.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone on the other side of the internet stream is hearing your music right now and going, hey, those guys are pretty cool. I'm going to check out their page and buy their CD. And or maybe not. Maybe they're hearing your music and they're going, hey, you know what? This song makes me want to kill my girlfriend. And then you're responsible for someone's death. But either way, it's still like, you know, you're connecting with your audience. And that's what we like about doing the show here on Kill Radio. You're just checking our MySpace.
Yeah, because stupid Flash-based stuff that was so irritating.
Yeah.
But God, we needed a new photo.
It's time for a new photo. I agree. I have, we both have more hair.
Yeah, a lot
more. Than we do in that picture.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for our audience to know understand that.
Yeah. And to really know what that means to us.
Yeah. Music?
Yeah, we should.
Can I interest you in some music?
Music? Yeah, this is a band I played last week. Got turned on to them by a friend of mine. They're called Mud Luscious. We have two tracks from them. This first track is California Karma. They're based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/mudluscious. And here it is.
that unlucky guy over there with the beautiful chick? He's not doing too well, is he? And I used to be the same way until I took a great course called How to Make It with Chicks. And now they're literally pounding down my door to get at me. Well, as a bonus to you for buying this record, we're going to present Lesson 1 on How to Make It.
Coming down, taking over me, hey. The strength of one. Every day leads a path to uncertainty. So, can I get one love for my limitations? Right on. Hey, you say you're young. I feel excuses coming down, taking over me, hey. The sun shines on. Meals they come, you can't eat the steak each and every day. Wheels they turn, stumbling. Let me be on the earth for this moment. Can I get one?
Place without scheming or planning. It's most humiliating to our pride, which is used to huffing and puffing and making things work that only backfire. Our mind becomes so empty of worry and planning that we have virtually nothing to do except to understand more, appreciate more, wonder more, see more clearly to avoid problems, which makes things easier so that we worry even less.
Can I get one? No, before my limitations.
And that was Mudluscious, the track called Limitations. And then before that, we heard California Karma. Mudluscious is based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/Mudluscious. And what I like about them is those two tracks, you might not have known that they were by the same band. And I love that, actually.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Good stuff. We're having a good music day, I think. And that makes me feel good. And when I feel good, I...
You hit me less.
I hit Mark less. And that's good, too. So
in some ways.
Anything good coming up at Lost Souls anytime soon? Any shows you want to announce? Here,
God,
or otherwise?
My brain right now just drew a blank, but I can... Yeah, let me look. Let's see. That's March. Where are we? Mandy Steckelberg's performing tonight. Today's... No, that was last night. Today's Friday, right?
Man.
I don't... No. Matthew Cates was supposed to perform tonight, but he's canceled. No, tomorrow night at Lost Souls Cafe, but this is going to be the same time as... Oh, no, this will probably and this will end before your thing at Bar 107. The Yaharisa belly dance troupe is going to be performing.
Oh, cool.
And I was talking yesterday, I guess they came by and they would need to set up some area to do quick costume changes and stuff. So I guess they're really going for it. So it should be really fun. So yeah, this is a belly dancing troupe that I think they're based in the Valley. They're going to be performing at Las Souls Cafe tomorrow night, Saturday, the 23rd, Las Souls Cafe. You can also find them at lassouls.com. They're based they're downtown in the Old Bank District of downtown. And yeah, so that's a big one.
Yeah, and I
night.
Guess actually you just
I can do both,
completely
actually.
Reminded me that, yeah, Bar 107 Saturday, tomorrow night, is another installment of the Leisure Suite DJ series with DJ Starsky Suave and yours truly spinning 70s and 80s music for a bunch of drunk hipsters. So come on by. No cover. And we always have a lot of fun, or at least you seem to. So yeah, myspace.com/theleisuresuite if you want more info on that. We're also going to be doing one March 1st at Crane's Hollywood Tavern. That's another free DJ night if you like 70s and 80s music. It's going to be a lot of fun. So yeah, that's that. Let's get right back to music, because that's what this show is all about. That and the occasional foray into politics
or
and
whatever.
Sex with animals.
Yeah.
Quan and the Chinese Takeouts is a band in Los Angeles. In the Los Angeles area, and they're a little bit new to the scene as well. We're getting a lot of new artists that are finding out about here, and using us as the opportunity to get their music out there, and I think that's fantastic. myspace.com/thechinesetakeouts is the website for this band. They're called Quan and the Chinese Takeouts. Check it out. You're listening to here on killradio.org. We'll be right back. Hear, hear, killradio.org. My co-host's name is Mark. And that was Quan and the Chinese Takeouts. MySpace.com/TheChineseTakeouts. Thanks for sending your music to Hear, Hear on killradio.org. MySpace.com/HearHere, HEAR_HERE. And this is a segment of the show I call Other Shit on Kill Radio.
Oh.
Where I look at the schedule and I let people know that there is other shit on Kill Radio that you can listen to that you might enjoy.
Cool.
And
what do you got to share for that?
I'm going to recommend Unsung. I'm going to recommend Unsung on Mondays at 9 o'clock.
9 p.m.?
9 p.m. The host is Bobby Musgrove of Kosio, which is an amazing band.
Yeah.
And the man is an incredibly versatile musician. He knows musicians. He understands musicians. So he has them on his show, and he interviews them and hangs out with them. He was telling me last night, recently he had on his show a pirate band, a band of pirates. Like, it was a band. They do pirate music, and they're in character as pirates. I don't know if that's indicative of how the show usually is, but from what he was describing, it sounded pretty awesome. So
cool.
And I've heard the show a couple times, and if you like sort of getting a little in-depth look into what musicians are thinking when they make their music, and listening to my show is good, isn't quite enough for you, I can highly recommend Unsung Mondays at 9 o'clock on killradio.org, right after Lost in Paradise, which is a fun DJ show of music from the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Yep.
That's what you have to say about that, Mark?
Yep. See, that's the problem. You have expectations about what I need to say, and because of that, it leads to suffering.
For our listeners.
For you.
I'm suffering right now.
Yeah.
I am. I think I'm getting a fever. Let's go back to music.
It's good that you're drinking coffee, though. You know, caffeine, a dehydrator. Perfect thing to have when you're sick.
I thought so. That's why I got a big one.
Dry it out.
That's what I like to do.
I told you I'm still allergic to coffee. I can't drink coffee anymore. Did I tell you that?
What do you mean? No. I didn't know this. You're allergic to coffee?
I'll play some music. I'll tell you when
I get back. Listeners want to know about your allergies.
Well, allergic is not the right word. I now have a physical aversion to coffee.
Wow.
I cannot drink it. I get sick. And I'll explain that when we come back. This is a band called The Bombs. This is a track called Under
the Bombs. I know them.
I simplified it. I'm here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/TheBombsMusic. A lot of LA bands lately, I've noticed, that we've been getting. We're starting to get
for
popular
an internet
here.
Radio show, we're surprisingly local with the occasional
the last
band
couple
from
weeks
Missouri.
We've been, yeah.
We used to get a lot more music from Europe.
I am.
Oh, okay.
Well not so much as before, but, you know, it'll come around. So this is a track called Under the Docks. This is The Bombs, Los Angeles, California. MySpace.com/TheBombsMusic. And, Well, that was fun.
Whew.
They get that again is The Bombs, based here in Los Angeles.
The Bombs.
That track was called I'm Giving Up Beauty. MySpace.com/TheBombsMusic. Before that, we heard Under the Dock. And they sounded just like that.
Yes. You still didn't tell me about your coffee.
Okay, real quick. I'll say real quick. Okay, so you know how I'm booking bands at Los Angeles Cafe, right?
Yes.
Great.
And that's a cafe where they serve coffee.
And sandwiches and beer and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, so I decided, you know, I should know how to do things or where things are at in the kitchen and stuff in case I'm over there. Instead of like, can you make me this? And I can just make it myself, or I can help out if they were swamped or something, you know? So I got formally trained. And when you pull a shot of espresso on their machine, it actually times out how long it takes to pull the full shot or the double shot. And a choice pull, so to speak, should be between 23 and 30 seconds. And if you taste a shot of espresso that's less than 23 seconds or one that's more than 30 seconds, you totally taste the difference. It tastes doesn't taste as good. It tastes weak or it tastes way too overly cooked.
Is it the longer makes it stronger? Or
no, it's just the between 23 and 30 seconds is basically the choice sweet spot that it should be pulled.
Okay.
So they trained me how to do that. I did one. They go, okay, now you need to do three in a row. And all those ones you don't do, you need to drink.
Ah.
And I did six. It took me six tries before I did three in a row.
So you had six shots of espresso and then felt.
And then I pounded. So I iced it down. I put soy milk in it. And I drank it. And I don't know if you've ever OD'd on coffee before, but that feeling, yeah. There's a certain feeling you get, like kind of almost the shakes.
Like you're going to jump out of your skin.
Yeah, it's gross. You might be tired, but you're like staring at the ceiling.
And those are prime conditions if you ever, like for clawing someone's eyes out, for example.
Yeah, yeah. And that almost happened on the bus. So, yeah, now I drink coffee. A couple weeks later, I had an Americano from Starbucks.
You don't have your usual, your signature giant-ass cup of coffee.
I don't drink them anymore. I'll have a sip of it or a couple sips, and I'll get that feeling, like that OD feeling of coffee.
Wow.
So, I've been just drinking other stuff. Alcohol.
Good for you.
Yes, beer.
All right. Let's get back to music. Radio Racer is the name of this band.
Aren't you all glad I shared that story?
MySpace.com/Radio Racer. They have a six-track EP here called Crash the City. And it's got some pretty wicked cover art. Check it out. Yeah. Radio Racer.
Wicked.
And we're going to play it right now because that's what we do. Woo, you like that? There we go.
Oh, I like that.
Killradio.org.
Hurry up, let's go to safe base. I'm all in, and she's on the line. The night it goes on, we're dancing in time, our anthem's the same. I wish she could say the things we could be together this time.
You're here. Calradio.org. Thank you for your submission. That was Radio Racer, MySpace, Radio Racer. And we're back on Here, on Calradio.org.
Seriously.
This is where you hear the music that comes in through from the mailman and beyond.
This is really where you hear the music that corporate radio hasn't killed yet.
Not quite yet.
No. We're just trying to keep music alive and keep it out of the clutches of corporate radio and corporate music for that matter. And here we are.
We're such benevolent, philanthropic, philandering
fuckwads.
Fuckwads. With a PH.
PhD.
With
a PhD in fuckwadage.
Yes. We are fantastic.
You have more music, right?
I have more music. I know you have more music. Collectively,
is that the right time? It is.
I think so, yeah.
Because I got one more set. I don't know how we did this.
It's because
I know why.
It's because I have less to say today.
Oh, less to say. We've been talking a lot, though. That's why I'm expecting to be like 2:20 already.
No, the show is never meant to be 2 hours. It's
the show's really, if we just played the music, it'd be 45 minutes.
Exactly. It's you and all your issues that we've had to work out. It's just that we've been doing the show for so long that I think therapy's actually starting to work for you. And I think your issues have actually kind of resolved themselves. And now it's that sort of awkward time where it's like, you and your therapist, and you don't really have anything left to talk about?
Yeah, and like I felt all my strength came from my phobias and beliefs and limitation, and now I don't have those to hold on to anymore.
Exactly.
And so I'm not really kind of ready to touch upon or take ownership of this magnificent person that I am.
Which is why I'm really glad to hear that you're not drinking coffee, but you are drinking alcohol.
Yeah, because I'm self-medicating in another way.
Yeah, because I think it's really important for you to continue to have vices.
Yeah.
So that you have a reason to come in and talk it out.
Support the industry.
Yeah. Support the mental health industry. Don't get sane, people. Don't you dare get sane on me.
No.
Because
what is that worth anyways?
Nothing.
Does that get you anywhere?
Sanity. What is it good for?
I didn't even know you were going to go that route, but I decided to go with it as well.
Absolutely nothing. Call your HMO. Tell them you're totally fucked up and you need help.
And they'll get you started.
I think they have a code for totally fucked up. 213.7.
TFU? We've got a TFU.
Okay. Now we're
starting to sound like high schoolers. Starting? Let's go to music.
Oh my God. Did you hear what Stacey said?
What did she say?
She totally called you fat.
Oh my God. That fucking heifer. She's the fat one.
I know.
You know what she does in between class is?
What?
Fucking pigs out.
Oh my God.
In her backpack, she has like ding dongs and ho hos. Of course, ho hos. Haha. what else?
I'm sorry. I cannot continue this charade.
You know
You're
what's so stupid
this,
about
Mark?
Her? She has not even figured out how to throw up yet.
Oh my God. Somebody get me out of this skit.
You know what's crazy? Everyone is so stupid. They all go to that one bathroom by the student store.
You've got to see the look on Mark's face.
And it totally
so
reeks
right now.
Of vomit.
Oh.
I never go over there because I hate the smell of vomit. I don't want to smell anyone else's vomit. I don't like smelling my own vomit. So I go to the one by the gym.
Mark, come back to me. Come back to me, Mark. I would like to speak to Mark Caldwell.
John, is that you?
Stacy, I don't want to talk to you. Mark.
John, is that you?
Take control.
What happened? Where was I?
Now bark like a chicken.
Meow.
That was fun. All right, let's
Mommy.
Go back to music.
Okay, see if you can guess the movie. Mommy, I can't see you, Mommy. Where are you?
Poltergeist?
Yes. When she's in the faculty.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love that movie.
We used to in high school, we just say that to each other all the time. Mommy, I can't see you, Mommy. Where are you? All right.
Good times.
This is the band called The Mystic Underground. We've played them a lot. This is a track called Where Have the Club Kids Gone? MySpace.com/TheMysticUnderground. And here they are.
We're
so young, so free, with reckless abandon, taunting times. Perfection in motion, the calm before the storm, the dressed in blue. They came, the door flew open wide, sunlight brought in the phantom, broad daylight. With dangers in wayward, whirl away her long, the cloud keeps going on. You said we need, yeah.
That was a robot named Deception out of Frankfort area, Kentucky.
And let's be clear, it wasn't actually a robot that Mark is naming Deception.
Yeah, what was that in Boondocks? There was the pimp.
Oh yeah, a pimp named Slickback or something like that.
Yeah, a pimp named Slickback. And so the grandpa kept calling him Slickback. So it's a pimp named Slickback.
My name is a pimp named Slickback.
I have to admit, I don't know what it is
about. I love that show.
Wrong one. I don't know what it is about. I meet a lot of, I'm just going to say it, African-American people downtown.
Oh, my God. He said African-American people
downtown.
And
they all have names.
Oh, my God. And they have names.
They all go by.
I should stop you before you go any farther, Mark.
No. It's like not like Jim and Jerry, but they go by. They've recreated themselves with a new name, like Seven. Or Blackbird. Or a pimp called Slickback. You know what I mean? It's like, maybe I should do that.
You should. You have.
I have.
DJ Marquee?
I don't walk around going, hi. Hi, nice to meet you. My name's Jim. Oh, my name's DJ Marquee.
Mm. True.
So anyway.
I know more than one person named Cosmo.
I don't see the causality of that statement to what I was just saying.
No, but that's not their name, but they go by this other name.
Now you're being more clear. Thank you, Jim.
Yes. Thank you.
God. I love giving you shit for when you speak, because you always give me shit for when I speak English. So it's like, I'm just, any chance I get, I'm just going to pounce on you.
Well, of course I give it, because you so rarely speak English that...
Right. I speak a form of it. A derelict dialect of, of English.
It's called
Leaked. It's called Anaheim.
Anaheim?
that's what I speak.
Anaheim.
Yeah. But well, looks like we can end this show on time, maybe even early.
Awesome.
So,
wait, well, let me play some more music.
That's what I'm saying. Let's do it.
This is a band called Jumping the Gun.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sorry, everybody.
No. Again, a robot named Deception. That track was called Ecstasy, the Drug of Love, Frankfort, Connecticut. Frankfort area, Connecticut. And then before that, again, was The Mystic Underground. Where have all the clubs kids gone? They're out of New York City. MySpace.com/The Mystic Underground. John?
Now, everybody who's listening in unison, say, it's okay, Mark. I forgive you. Moving on. Jumping the Gun is from Mission Viejo in Orange County. And MySpace.com/JumpingTheGun1. That's the number one, Jumping the Gun 1. And they sent us a CD. I'm going to play a track. And it's going to sound like this. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Every lie he told you, why can't you just wave goodbye before your heart is torn in two? Why can't you just let go of him and everything he did to you? Why can't you just let go of him and every night he loved you? Is this what you really want? As you cry yourself to sleep, is it just how you were taught? Like every promise you didn't keep. Don't fall for his charm. Things are never what they seem. And are you afraid? You're in a nightmare, not a dream. Break away, break away from me.
Well, he's falling away.
Break away, break away. Listen to your friends, they only want the best for you. It's easier to pretend that he's really in love with you. And as he grows bored, they'll tell you that you're done, you're through. And as it falls apart, he says nothing at all to you. Break away from
where's he falling away?
Break away
where's he slipping away?
Break away from
where's he falling away?
Break away
where's he slipping away?
You're here, killradio.org, and that was Jumping the Gun. MySpace.com/jumpingthegun, and then the number one, where you can get more information on that artist. And this is going in the Kill Radio library.
Yay.
Which we used to get to work on that, uploading the digital library, so
oh, really?
It would be easier for us to...
Great.
So, yeah, I could get right on that. But yes, we are. This is the sound of me installing new music into the Kill Radio library. And... thank you for submitting to Hear Here on killradio.org. This will be available for download sometime, probably tonight or tomorrow. MySpace.com/HearHere, H-E-A-R underscore H-E-R-E. Again, we stream live from killradio.org every Friday, noon to 2.
I'm just laughing. This happens sometimes noon to 2-ish. Where you're talking. I don't think you ever do this to me, but I do this to you all the time. You're talking, and I'm gone somewhere. I'm not
What's
even...
funny is you take your microphone with you.
I know. I might need to say something.
Like, you'll start walking away, and then all of a sudden the cord will get tight, and like you go flying backwards.
I'll just... You'll be talking, you'll just see like... Oh,
it's like a leash on a dog.
I lost Mark again. He's off in his own world. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm just going to let him be. I don't want to...
Worst co-host ever.
Wake him up from the trance, you know, violently or anything.
Any last words? Seek him.
No, Seekum. That you know that God. That, you know that reminds me of. It reminds me of this theater history class I took when we were studying. oh no. who is the writer of Hedda Gabler?
Ibsen.
Yeah, thank you. He did another play. And I can't think of the name of it now, but my professor had a weird way of talking, and the character in this, the young woman in this play, that I can't think of the name of. Her name was Regina.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept calling her
Regina.
Yes. And then I guess she was friends with some old guy who was in this old folks home for old Navy sailors. But he didn't call it that. He called it the home for wayward seamen. So Regina visiting blah blah at the home for wayward seamen. We couldn't even control. I mean, it was stupid.
That's awesome.
It was great. He was the guy who one time said, we were asking him how to spell something, and his pronunciation was so weird. He goes, B, as in dog.
Whoa.
And we all went, but that's how it sounded. He didn't say that, but that's how it sounded. And we all just froze. We're like, oh.
Mark, I like you. You bring out the 12-year-old girl in me.
Yay.
So I'll see you on Saturday then at Leisure Suite.
Yep, that's tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And it is tomorrow. I'm so used to doing the show on Mondays. That yeah.
Yeah, and if you can make it, come by early and see the belly dancing troupe.
Woohoo! All right, that's it. We're out.
Bye
now.
Ciao.